This is St. Louis Public Radio. Patrick McKenna has begun his second year as director of the Missouri Department of Transportation. Many of last year's proposals to find more money for transportation went nowhere, including a bill to raise the state's fuel tax and a ballot measure to raise cigarette taxes. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin sat down with McKenna to talk about why Missouri leaders and citizens can't seem to agree on how to fund transportation.
One of the things that I have noticed since I've been here is there is quite a gap, I think, between how people understand what and how they pay for and what they receive in terms of transportation. A lot of people confuse the general taxation with taxation for infrastructure, and it's not the case. It's paid for by user fees, primarily gas tax, license and registration fees, and motor vehicle sales taxes. That's the way we pay for transportation in this state. And I think people are surprised when they learn really ultimately how little they pay.
We keep hearing that there's going to be a bit of a revenue shortfall. What are you thinking as far as how the immediate future looks for transportation in Missouri?
I think that's a legitimate and substantial issue for an incoming administration to grapple with. And I think those issues continue to be discussed around the state. Everywhere that I go around the state, chambers of commerce, Rotary clubs, and other groups that I've talked to, I think a lot of people agree that additional investment is warranted.
How's the budget and the revenues looking as far as just being able to maintain current roads and bridges?
In the past year, in this year since I've been here, you may recall we were looking at a position where there were no new capital projects projected over a five-year period, where some of the maintenance was not going to be possible on a very large segment of the secondary road system. With the passage of the federal surface transportation bill, it was kind of a game changer for us. What it brought is stability to the federal dollar so that the state didn't have to incur all the risk of potential reimbursements coming from the federal government. We are maintaining all of the roads that we have, not perfectly to the desire or the need that we would like in every area of the state, but we are not abandoning maintenance on these roadways, and that's very important for the state. And also the core revenue, we were able to incorporate this last December as well and into last January. They're really the core revenue, primarily gas tax and the motor vehicle sales tax. Those two primary areas had really upticked a bit because of the low gas prices and the movement in the economy.
Before we wrap this up, if there is one particular thing, one particular message you want the Missouri legislature to get for 2017, what is it?
We are ready and willing as an organization to work together to solve transportation issues for the state, to improve the safety and reliability of this network and the safety of our citizens, and to improve economic conditions.
After asking that question, I thought, well, maybe I should have included Governor-elect Greitens in that. But any additional comments as it would apply to what message you want him to get?
Well, again, I think that the transportation is one of those universal issues when you do it well, nobody notices. And when you don't do it well, everybody notices. So it's one of those areas that it's a very important area that really touches everybody's lives every day in the state. And we take the responsibility seriously, and we look forward to working with the new administration.
That was MoDOT Director Patrick McKenna.